Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay. Oh, the Frank that was in yesterday. Yep. Wust is the surname. Yep. Okay. Is he happened to eat it or anything like that? Or are they clumped up around his bottom? Okay, what's he like in himself? Is he quite bright and alert? Is he moving around? Did you manage to get the enclosure yesterday to pop him in? Excellent. And is he moving around it or is he just sitting in the one spot? Excellent. And you've got the other little one next to him? Excellent. And what does the surgery site look like? Like, does it still look nice and clean and not swollen or excessively red or anything? Excellent. And there's no poo that you can see inside his bottom there. Okay. And have you got him on like a toggle mat, like the bath matting that? Excellent. What I would do is keep a close eye on him and just see, like, because they'll go to the toilet very often, and we just need to see if he's actually going to the toilet and then eating it. Because if he's not toileting, then obviously that could be an issue. But if for him to be so bright and alert, like walking around, you said that he's eating and everything, okay? And he's had his meloxicam. Because he's quite bright and alert and doing all that, I'm happy with that, and that you have seen him urinating and everything as well, that he's got the wet patches and Sorry? Okay. Yeah, so he is going to the toilet. No, that's good. So even if you can if you've got a pair of digital scales or something, weighing him is another good indication to make sure that he's obviously eating well, he's maintaining his weight and he's not losing weight. If he was sitting there just in a corner, like really depressed and not wanting to move around, I'd be a bit more concerned. But because he is moving around and he's toileting, he's eating well, and his surgery site and everything looks good, then I'm happy with that. But yeah, definitely keep. And it looks like a good size, and it's all formed. No, it will. That's good. We'll keep an eye on everything, but by all means, give us a call if you are concerned or anything. We are open till 5 today and also open to 1 tomorrow. But yeah, otherwise, we'll get him back next week and just check that surgery site and make sure everything's going well. But yeah, if he starts to become quite depressed or sitting in the corner, not wanting to move around, you're just really concerned, by all means, give us a call. Yeah. Yeah, moving around will help get his gut moving and everything as well. So yeah, we just want to make sure that it, he's doing that, but because he's eating and everything, then that's good. But yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, that's good. Excellent. Okay, well, yeah, give us a call back if you've got any other concerns, but no, it sounds like everything's going well. We wouldn't do that until after we've done the reassessment post-surgery. So, yeah, if everything's going okay next week and we're happy, then it's probably okay to reintroduce them then, but we'll wait to see. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, the whole idea is just so because we don't want them fighting, or we don't want them, the other pig getting to the surgery side, or him being too active at this stage. Like if he's really depressed, if you're going to be sitting there and he's really depressed and wants company, then you can definitely put them together just for that interim. But if you're not going to be there, I'd separate them just so that, yeah, you can definitely keep an eye and make sure that they don't get into any trouble. Okay, excellent. Not a problem. Okay, well, yeah, give us a call if you've got any other concerns, but otherwise we'll see you next week. Okay then. Thank you. Bye.